What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. I am your host, Doggy Diamonds. It's like 2:30 in the morning. It's Wednesday. Wednesdays are mine. Well, it's Wednesday morning now, so I decided to record this on a late night. And, you know, I had to collect my thoughts all day today because I was wondering what I was going to talk about today. And then it hit me. It just hit me like out of nowhere. Pow! Right in the back of the head. I was like, okay, I got it. I know what to talk about. So, if you're listening to this on iTunes, salute. If you listen to this on Audio Boom, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play, CastBox, Radio Public. I think I said Radio Republic last time, but it's Radio Public, right? Or am I still getting that twisted? I don't know, man. I got to look that up. But Radio Public. We're just going to say Radio Public for now. But whatever you're listening to it on, salute to you. And people catch the playback on YouTube. I prefer you to listen to it on one of these streaming platforms first before I put it on YouTube. But I eventually put it on YouTube. And some people say, yo, you're putting a podcast on YouTube, put video to it. Yo, they all don't have video. Podcast is audio. Unless I'm doing an interview or I feel like recording myself, it's all audio. So I just put a picture up and that's that. And you just got to listen to it and rock and just, you know, get you something to drink, get you something to whatever you do, man, to get your mind right. And when I say drink, I ain't always got to be liquor. It could be some damn grape juice or some water. Me personally, I drink the Super Mega Greens every day. Shout out to the homie Supernova Sloan. I be having my Super Mega Greens, you know what I'm saying? That's what I drink every day. Or I just drink some damn water. I don't drink nothing else. But for those who be drinking, you know, sipping on what you sip on and do whatever you do, salute to you. I ain't knocking nobody for what they do. I'm just saying what I do and I don't do. So, what hit me? What hit me today? Pow! You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it just hit me like a shot from the cannon. And I was sitting there thinking about females in hip-hop and I was thinking about rap. In particular, like female rap and growing up, I remember being real young and seeing like MC Light and Roxanne Shanté and Antoinette and Sparky D and Nikki D and the real Roxanne. And you know, this is so crazy because the Roxanne Shanté movie came out. And I just remember just seeing like all these females in hip-hop. Then you had the Queen Latifahs, you know, the Moni Loves, the Yo-Yos, just so many. I know I'm leaving some out. Miss Melody, I forgot what this other, Harmony, was her name Harmony? Was she a rapper? I don't know. Then the Black Watch Movement, you had Isis, I think she ended up changing her name to Lin Q. Then later on down the line, you had the Foxy Brown, the Little Kim, Eve. You know, a few female rappers, but it was always, you know, more than one. And then you had the Remy. And then that was pretty much it. And I know I'm leaving some out, but that was pretty much it. And now I look, it's like, oh, how could I forget like Salt and Pepper and shit? But you know what? Y'all get my drift and shit. Just forgive me if I left some names out. But I was looking like, damn, it really is only like three female rappers out. And that'll be Nicki Minaj when she feels like it, and Cardi B, and then Remy, you know. And I'm like, damn, that's fucked up. It ain't no female rap groups at all. So that's, you know, sad. And it's only like the female rappers is so scarce that when one come out, they automatically compare it to another one because it's not enough diversity where it's so many of them. And I know when y'all look at the numbers, y'all look at the streaming and y'all say, yeah, well, she sold this, she did that, yo, female hip hop is winning. No, actually it's not. That's not a good thing, because where's the diversity? Like, we only have this one in particular type of female. And it's not that they others don't exist. It's just that these ones in particular is the ones getting pushed through. And I was like, damn, so let me see. Imagine a young girl when they get hit by the music bug and they get bit by the music bug and they say, damn, I want to be a rapper. I want to be an artist. Who do they have to look up to that they want to be like? How could I forget out? I mean, how could I forget Lauryn Hill too? Damn, forgive me. But who do they have? And it's 2018. Who does a young female that's coming up that might be about 8 to 11 years old and they want to be a female artist, rapper, who do they have to look up to? Like, who do they want to emulate? Who do they want to be like? I forgot Missy Elliott too. Who would they want to be like? Who would you say to your little cousin or little sister or for some, your child, and they want to be like a female artist? Who do they have to look up to that's relevant? Because, you know, everything goes off of relevancy in the mind state of people. Like, you know, you could give them the greats and the OGs of the game, but they're not relevant. And we know how people look at shit, like, oh, this person ain't relevant, this person is sanitary, that's that old shit. Who do they have to look up to now? Everybody is congratulating, saluting, you know, with this whole Cardi B craze. Me personally, I didn't buy into it. I'm not buying into it. I don't see what the big deal is all about. But, you know, I'm not here to, you know, knock nobody down. But I also don't have to stand with some things that I just don't mess with. But I also don't have to tear it down. If that makes any sense. You know, when you don't fuck with something, you don't have to always say you don't fuck with it. You just don't fuck with it. You leave it like that. But when you look at a young female and they're emulating somebody. Now, everybody, most people in the inner cities can relate to the rags to riches story. But everybody doesn't have a rags to riches story either. Everybody, you know, some people come from middle class. And I think we keep putting materialism as riches and the lack of material as rags. But, you know, rags is not eating a meal every day. Rags is not coming from a two-parent home. Rags is not going to good schools and having, you know, decent clothes and a decent place to live. That's not rags. So I think there is no in-between with people. I think people believe if you don't have a certain car, you don't have certain jewelry, you don't have certain clothes, you don't live in a certain house, you're rags, you're poor. And I think that that is messed up. So for a young female, who do they have to look up to? Because their life doesn't parallel a lot of these women's life. Like, if you first get bit by the hip-hop bug and you want to rap and you want to do your music, how could you look up to somebody that, first of all, got so much work done to their body, so much surgery, used to strip, uses all types of profanity? How does a child look up to them and say, I want to be like them? Because your story is not the same. You're a kid. And you shouldn't want your story to be like that. So I'm not knocking, you know, Cardi B for having that type of story. But I'm just saying, this is how bad female hip hop is, because the young ladies don't have nobody to look up to aspire to be like. They could aspire to have the success, I guess. But what about the story that made everybody buy into the success in the first place? You know, when you look at women, and we in a day and age where everybody is so damn woke and everybody's so conscious, and it's like, we got ratchet ass TV where all the women are making asses out of themselves. The average woman has their ass out, a titty out, or selling some type of sexual stuff. What role models do these young ladies have to look up to? Like, who could they look at and say, that's who I want to be like? That's who I want to pattern myself after? That's who, you know, who I look at and I like? you have Rhapsody, but even with Rhapsody, musically, I didn't, it's cool. I'm not saying it's corny. I'm not saying it's super dope. It's cool. I think with the affiliation, I think a lot of it is pushed through, but I still have to study it a little bit more. But then again, we're saying one person when it used to be maybe five that they could pick from. And if you don't like this person, if you didn't like the Roxanne Shanté personality, you could go with the Queen Latifah. If you didn't like Queen Latifah, you could go with Light. If you didn't like Light, you could go with Antoinette. If you didn't like Antoinette, you could go with Finesse and Sequence. If you didn't like Finesse and Sequence, you could deal with Salt and Pepper. If you didn't like Salt and Pepper, you could deal with Sparky D. You didn't like Sparky D, you could go with the real Roxanne and Isis and, like, you know, it was so many women. Yo-Yo, you know, so many women that were rapping at one point. Lady of Rage, you know, like I said, as I think about it, they're going to keep coming to me. Now it's like two or three. And it's if you're not doing what she's doing, then you have to do what she's doing. And she's selling sex. She's selling sexuality, lesbianism or oversex woman. She's naked. She's ratchet. She's bisexual. She got a big butt. She got big, you know, it has nothing to really to do with the music anymore. It has something to do with the image and everything else. So how does the women, I mean, the children that are aspiring to do this music, who would they have to, I don't see who they have to look up to. Because I don't want, you know, none of my young siblings to be looking up to none of these women. I don't think none of them are good role models, honestly. You know, as far as music is one thing, but the story that the backstory that comes with some of these chicks, I don't think none of them have a good backstory because, again, when you have youth, and even let's say we're not dealing with a young 8-year-old or 12-year-olds, somebody that's 24 years old that got college, you know, credits and going to school and all that, and they want to rap. Who do they aspire to be like? Because the stories are not really paralleling. And then when you see everybody get behind the artist, and the shit is like mediocre at best. No, seriously. You know, it's cool, but then it's like, yo, man, why is everybody behind this? Like, what's going on? And you start saying, you see people say, yo, I love the personality. They keep it real and all that. I'm like, yeah, that shit is cool, but that don't have nothing to do with music. That's good for TV because I don't hear the personality come through the music, especially when somebody else is writing it. You know, when you have a certain personality and you make music and you create, your personality is going to come out based off of, that's your expression. But when you see somebody openly wrote some shit for somebody, how is that their personality? So what are you buying into? The personality of the person on social media or TV, or are you buying into the personality of the person in their music? Now, as majority people, we're coming off of, you know, having Michelle Obama in office, you know, black women with no flaws on their record, you know, and somebody that I think that most young black women and older black women should strive to be like, you know, somebody who is educated and just never came off like a ratchet or just looking crazy, you know, never disgraceful, just always has style and grace. How we go from that to where we at now? And then you got all these women who woke and claim consciousness, and they got unks all over them, and you know, they got their head wrapped. And how y'all support this shit? How y'all supporting what's going on? I'm confused. I'm like, yo, man, y'all don't, how you see yourself in that? and how you see the future of women in that, and the children's and the little girls, how you see the future of little women in that, that's what's out. Like, y'all don't, you know, y'all didn't get behind, like, you know, that's what y'all getting behind. That's what y'all congratulating. That's what y'all celebrating. Like, so is it just a woman thing? Y'all just want to see any women win on some Susan B. Anthony feminism shit? You just want to see any woman, or, and it doesn't matter the type. It doesn't matter the background. It doesn't matter how they carry themselves and portray themselves, or how they played themselves. That don't matter. It just, you know, because as a man, it's just certain shit I don't stand with. Like, I'm like, yo, nah, I don't relate to that. And it ain't no, well, he's a man, so, you know, fuck it. It's just let him win. Or y'all just like, yo, it's a male dominated industry, so any win for any chick is good, you know, when women are coming through and all that. I'm like, nah, that shit ain't right and exact. That's not right and exact, because what type of message are we sending where, so every chick, like look at it, because let's look at entertainment. Every woman that's pushed in the forefront of society done did some type of body alterations to themselves. Like, what about, you know, the young ladies that might have a wide nose, or skin might be a little dark, or they don't have money for $400 weaves. Where's their representation at? Where's the representation of women that look like the average woman that's walking around? And I'm not going to sit here and, you know, down weaves and diss weaves and even diss the surgery. You know what I'm saying? Do what you got to do for yourself. But I'm just saying, where's the representation? Where's the average woman? Because the average woman don't got their ass done. Don't got breast implants. Don't have, you know, the average woman don't have that. So this is what the young ladies are supposed to strive to be like? I'm just going to keep asking that question. So there is no diversity. There is no other female artists out there that people could get behind, or that's good enough, that deserve to be or share the spotlight. Like, there's just only one type of female. And then we just keep comparing this to this. And it's like comparing apples to oranges, because at the end of the day, it's all fruit. It's the same shit. It ain't really nothing different. You know, I don't think that's fair to the young ladies coming up. I don't think that they have anybody to, you know, want to emulate. You know, and then their parents, you know, their mothers is celebrating this shit, and their grandmothers is celebrating this shit, and their cousins and their aunts are celebrating this shit, to where they all consumed about what's going on reality TV and all that shit, to where they emulating that shit. So now they own mother, and they own aunt, and they own older cousins and big sisters is emulating the fuck shit. So who are these young ladies? Who do they have to look at and say, you know what? That's graceful right there. You know? And it's like, it's only urban shit. It's only like black people, because even though, you know, other nationalities, and I hate to say nationality because it's different between race and nationality, but y'all get what I'm saying. Even though other races, they got they thought shit and they smut shit and all that shit, they got that shit. But they do have people who would be considered to be classy to a certain extent, that a young lady could look at and say, I aspire to be like her. You know, in entertainment and everything. Now, what the fuck do we got? It's like everybody is just fucking super ratchet, or just, you know, like a piece of shit. But they got money, so that just makes it all worth it. You know what I'm saying? And I don't agree with that. Like, money don't make you less of a scumbag because you made it. Because, you know, what is making it? Like, the average individual is making it. They might just be making it, but they're making it nonetheless. But it's just like, if you don't have certain shit, you're not making it. Or you striving for this shit. Like, everybody want to be rich. Did you ever think it would be a day and time where the average individual was really all into celebrity lives? Like, the average person right now, that's a working class person that go to work every day, is looking at these websites and looking at these social medias and internalizing this shit. Like, they really think they know these people. And I'm in media, and I'm kind of supposed to talk about people and shit. And I be finding myself like, yo, man, I don't give a fuck. But I'm in media. I guess I'm supposed to cover it. But I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't give a fuck who's fucking who, who's getting fat. I just don't care about that shit, because it's a time where you got to separate your professional life with your personal life. And personally, I don't give a fuck. And even professionally, I don't give a fuck. That's why I don't be, you know, dibbling and dabbling and all that gossip shit. Like, I, you know, be trying to stay away from that shit. But that's what be winning. It's like, that shit consumed everything. So now, you know, you got motherfuckers, like, in your, on your block, in your building, at your job, talking about a celebrity is pregnant and shit. Like, think of, you really think about that shit. Like, yo, such and such is pregnant. And I'm like, yo, man, who gives a fuck? Yo, they pregnant. Or, I think they pregnant. Or, did you see such and such cheating? I'm like, yo, hold on. You don't even know who your real fucking father is, and you worry about who cheated and who did all this other shit. That shit is just weird to me. You know what I'm saying? And this is where we at as a society. Everybody is all on what's going on with these fucking celebrities. And when you really think about it, who's really doing something for these children to look at and say, you know what? I want to be like them. Because, I mean, fuck the money, man. It can't always be, you know, that's the end result of your hard work and all that shit is your money. But it can't just be like they got money, but they just did a lot of scumbag fuck shit. And now they got money, though. So that just justifies everything. Nah. Nah. That ain't live. You know what I'm saying? That's not what it is. We got to stop judging people on who got money and who don't got money. So everything in between that they might have done gets a pass because they got money. Nah, that's not how that go. That's not how that go. Because a lot of people got blood on their hands, you know, and that shit is just the reality of it. But I'll get into that another day, because that's some shit that I want to really tackle. How it's just like everybody is striving to just be with two individuals in this whole entertainment shit. And you got these gatekeepers and all that shit that I just don't believe in none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? I want to be a man and stand on my own too. I'm not calling nobody for no fucking favors. I'm not kissing nobody ass. And I'm not doing shit or just wanting to be around people and take pictures with people and be in certain circles hoping that somebody throw me a bone. If a motherfucker don't see your hard work and you putting it in and that shit don't sell it for you, hanging with nobody ain't going to sell it. A fucking selfie or Instagram or a snap with people, that shit shouldn't sell it. That shit is corny. And I see a lot of people be all on people's shit, dick riding, because they be with somebody who you want to be with too. So you dick riding them, hopefully they'll throw you a bone and you get to be around that person. And the person you dick riding is no fucking talent at all, but they done, you know, took pictures with somebody. So you just, that shit is just weird. You know, it's weird. But anyway, back to the women in hip hop. Ladies, you know, this shit is wide open for y'all. And, you know, I don't know, man. I think it gotta be more out there. It gotta be more than just the same story of, yo, I'm doing reality TV. I was a stripper. I was an escort. And now I'm in a booth. I'm rapping. It gotta be more than that shit. It gotta be more than that. Everybody don't come from those beginnings. It's not a part of everybody's story. You know, and even if it is a part of your story, what the fuck does that got to do with music? I mean, you could put it in your music, but why is that something that's zeroed in on? Like, why are people selling, you know, their what they did in their life and shit? Like, I don't give a fuck about that shit. I just want to press play and hear some dope shit. But it's like, we so caught up in the story that we hit and play, and it's like, and this shit trash, but everybody just going crazy over it. So you look like a hater in the corner with your lip poked out, or you look bitter, or whatever the fuck name they want to call you because you don't like something. And I'm like, nah, it ain't that. I just ain't feeling this shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't be feeling a lot of shit, though. You know what I'm saying? I don't be feeling a lot of shit. And, you know, shit I don't fuck with, I don't diss. You know, I wish everybody the best. I don't want nobody to fail. But it's like, yeah, you can't push that shit on me because I kind of know better. And if I don't agree with certain shit, that's it. And everybody has that right. You know, some shit that I be liking and I be fucking with, people could say, yo, they don't got to like that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, it is what it is. I mean, you know, everybody jamming to Drake and Cardi B and all that shit. And I'm listening to the motherfucking West Side Gun, Conway and Benny. You know what I'm saying? That's just what I fuck with. You know, I'm not saying, yo, you not listening to this shit. You a hater. Yo, this the hardest shit. I'm like, yo, man, I listen to what the fuck I listen to. You listen to what you listen to. But don't push that shit on me. Don't call me names because I don't want to hear that shit. Don't call me names because I think that shit is mediocre. And it's so much money put behind shit, so much marketing and promotion put behind shit that y'all liking shit that I know you really don't like. Like, you really didn't get a chance to analyze it. Like, how you listen to some music in the first run, you like a classic. Man, you got to live with that shit. You got to listen to that shit for a while. You know what I'm saying? You got to really, really live with that shit. You can't call no classic shit on the first run. Like, I remember listening to, like, the Purple Tape and just going through it. And you play that shit back to back to back to back to back. And then you find yourself not skipping no songs. You find yourself loving another song more than you love the singles. And you like, yo, man, this shit fire, man. This music took me through all moods, man. I was sad. This shit picked me up. I wanted to be introspective. This song made me think. This song got me amped. This song made me want some chick. You know, that's when I be like, yo, this shit fire. And it just be like, this music that be coming out now be like all the same shit. It's like, yo, this shit ain't even really taking you through nothing. And it's like women got more to their life than the superficial shit that is pushed out there. You know what I'm saying? And that's just all we got. It's like, we got this, we got this. Cardi B dropped. Everybody's going crazy over her album. Nicki Minaj silent. All 2018. Then right after Cardi B album dropped, Nicki Minaj come out and say she dropping some music. And it's like, I don't know. That shit was just kind of whack to me. I'm like, yo, that shit was whack. Like, it's just y'all two. You know what I'm saying? Like, chicks ain't even putting other chicks on either. Like, shit, Queen Latifah, you know, brought us Moni Love, and Foxy and Kim was, you know, together at one point. You know, not in a group, but they was raised up around each other, you know. Sparky D helped Roxanne Shanté, the Real Rock. Like, it was a camaraderie with a lot of these chicks at one point. Now it's just like all catty and every woman for theyself. And you can't like her and her. You got to make a choice. That shit is corny. And that's why it's fucked up. And it is chicks out here that's spitting. You know, I don't know what's up with a lot of the women in battle rap. I don't know if they make music or not. But I be seeing some people so busy celebrating mediocrity that you not even fucking at your best because you like corny shit. You know what I'm saying? You celebrating corny shit. You battling, but you ain't making no fucking music. You know what I'm saying? And you're not even pushing your music. And you don't even know how to command your fans and get your support. Because you're too busy dick riding. And just all this, yeah, sister. Man, that's not your fucking sister. Y'all don't have nothing in common. And being a woman don't make you have something in common. You know what I'm saying? Having a pussy don't mean you got something in common with another chick. Just like having a dick don't mean I got something in common with another man. Pause. That shit got a lot to do with background and personality and how they were raised and their upbringing and how they carry themselves. Not because you're a fucking man, because that shit don't mean nothing to me. A lot of motherfuckers I don't got shit in common with. But, you know, I ain't going to hold y'all today. You know what I'm saying? I just really just want to say, man, this women hip hop, man, this shit is at an all time low, man. Like, we need more diversity in this shit, man. We need more women spitting, you know, rhyming, you know, singing with the rap that could really sing. We need more women that's going to have that little bit of West Indian flavor, you know, more, you know, Afrocentric, you know, different flavors, man. This shit all can't be whole dot ass music and hoe and suck dick music. Like, that shit, come on, man. It gotta be more than that, man. It's like even with the dudes, I don't be jacking all the, you know, drug dealer music or the drill music, I shoot you music, but it is other shit that I can listen to. When I don't want to listen to Westside Gunn, Conway, or, you know, anything else that's out, I got other shit that I could listen to. It is other men you can listen to. But the women, what else you listening to? If you don't fuck with that, you dead at. You done off. It's nothing to listen to. So that's why they forcing that shit on you. Know what I'm saying? It's just no real diversity. And it's like, young women coming out is like falling into the trap of, well, she did it, I could do it. But, man, the way some people got it and getting it, man, you don't want that shit on your soul or your conscience, because you're not going to be willing to do all that shit that they did. And maybe you are, but why should you? Like, you ain't got to go through the measures that some people went to get what they got. You shouldn't have to do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you shouldn't have to do that. Like, your talent should start speaking. Talent should start speaking for people a little bit more than these fucking whack ass backstories that is like one in a million. Because so now every dancer, stripper, Instagram model, bottle models, it's gonna be like, yo, I'm going in the booth to rap because she did it, not because they love it or even got the fucking talent. I think that's horrible. Because it is some talented people out there. It is some people out there that can really rap, that really write their shit, that really got the stage presence, performance, the look, everything. And they going to get overlooked because they don't got a fake ass, fake titties, or don't got this story of, you know, that everybody buying into. That's fucked up. That's fucked up. And I'm only really saying all this because I'm holding the people responsible. The people got to take responsibility, because it's the shit that y'all liking and y'all allowing to be pushed out there and y'all buying that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta ask for more. You gotta say, nah, man, we already had that shit, man. Give us more. We got one of these. Give us more. You know what I'm saying? We have this style. Give us more. And it's like, it's just, you know, you had everybody doing a style of music, then DMX came out and just changed the whole shit. You know, and that happens often with entertainment with from the male perspective, but it's like with women, it's like that same shit, like a carbon copy of what came before. You know, but the chicks like wearing each other outfits and, you know, hair and shit. I don't mean wearing, like copying their style of dress and hair. And that shit is so, like, you had, I'm about to think of more fucking female rappers. You had Peaches at one point. Her name was Peaches. You had Mitchie Mee. You had so many female rappers at one point. And that shit was cool. And none of them were really alike. None of them were the same. None of them sounded alike, because they would call each other biters, they would battle, do all types of shit. And now it's like, you know, a variation of the same shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like a nip and tuck here, and it's basically the same shit. She had her hair like her. She wore the same clothes she had. She did the same pose. And how many of y'all chicks gonna do that little Kim bend down pose? Put that shit to rest, man. That shit ain't even, that shit trash. Stop doing that shit. You know what I'm saying? But yo, like I said, I ain't gonna hold y'all, man. I'm Doggy Diamonds. Doggy Diamonds No Filter podcast. Got some shit in store that I'm working on. Just staying busy. Wednesday is mine, man. Make sure you tune in every motherfucking Wednesday, man. Tell a friend, tell a friend. Share this shit. Like this shit. Digital Soapbox Network is the motherfucking squad. Digital Soapbox Network is the squad. We got the Macanelli Show. The Plug Podcast. Crazy Bone. We got some other shows that we working on that's coming soon. Shout out to Thoughts Crimes too. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of shit that we working on. We still looking to sign people to the network. So get at us. You know, make sure you follow me on all social media, social networks, Doggy Diamonds, DoggieDiamonds. Make sure you follow Digital Soapbox Instagram. Follow me and I'll link you to everything. The link is in the descriptions of all my YouTube videos. We close to that 100,000 on YouTube, 100,000 subscribers. So I'm trying to get at least 10% of my YouTube subscribers to come over and listen to the audio. Because like I said, it ain't always going to be video. But if you fuck with me, fuck with everything I do. Because y'all be fucking with all these other corny ass niggas who's stupid and saying all types of dumb shit on their podcast. And don't not articulate, don't know how to talk, or don't even know how to fucking do interviews without cutting people off and shit. Y'all fuck with that. Y'all might as well fuck with the real. You know what I'm saying? And you don't get no realer than this right here. You know, I ain't no ass kisser. I interview motherfuckers. I ask them questions. I ain't all happy to be before somebody where I ain't going to ask them shit that need to be asked. Like, yo, and listen, before we go, man, let me explain something to y'all. For the last year, nothing was bigger than, well, besides the shit I was doing. But that Gene deal talking about Biggie's murder and all that shit was big, right? No pun intended. Until this moment right now, as many interviews and much press as Diddy did, nobody has asked him, do he know who Gene Deal is? That shit is irresponsible journalism. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. You gotta ask him, yo, who the fuck is Gene Deal? Was he your bodyguard? And what about the shit he talking about? Why ain't nobody asked him that? Come on, man. Anyway. Ask that nigga about that shit. Because he making some serious ass claims. And ain't nobody going to ask him. Nobody going to ask him. What is this dude talking about? This dude got millions of views off the shit that he's saying about you. And he's on a few national TV shows. Shout out to MREC who put all that together. MREC TV. Subscribe to that YouTube. And ain't nobody asked this man about that shit yet. Come on, man. Shit corny. But, you know, corny niggas do corny things. I know, sit down in front of me, you gonna get asked them questions. I ain't gonna be smiling. I ain't got no time to be fucking laughing and joking. We gonna get down to business. We gonna talk about what the people want to know. I ain't just happy to be in front of you. That's a fact. So, anyway, like I said, Doggy Diamonds. Shout out to everybody who been supporting. Shout out to everybody who support the Patreon account. Shout out to everybody who's sending donations via PayPal. Everybody who share, man, and like, and shout out to y'all, man. I don't have time to talk about who ain't doing it. Shout out to those who do it. Shout out to those who's gonna do it in the future. If you're listening now and you like the shit I'm talking about, you feel like it's, you know, it's relatable, make sure you share that shit to somebody else, man. Don't keep all this information for yourself. Tell a friend, man. Put them on. Like, yo, man, you need to hear this real shit right here. You know what I'm saying? Or however you feel, you know, leave me a comment. That's what it is, man. I'm Doggy Diamonds, man. Go on that iTunes and subscribe too, man. Rate this podcast. Leave me a comment. You know what I'm saying? All that shit is important. I got to show these people that, nah, real shit do numbers. This ain't no superficial shit where we dealing with names and getting validation from other people and gatekeepers and fucking 100 celebrities, retweeting your shit and all that shit. And that's why people fuck with it, because it's the end thing. Nah, we fuck the end thing. We gonna deal with the real thing. And that's what it is. I'm Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. Peace.
All right, all right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this.